October 29th. Sir Walter Raleigh upsets King James. On this day in 1618, the English adventurer and writer Sir Walter Raleigh was beheaded for allegedly plotting against King James I of England. Raleigh had risen rapidly in the favour of Queen Elizabeth and was knighted in 1585. He was involved in the English colonisation of North America and was granted a royal patent to explore Virginia. After Queen Elizabeth died in 1603, Raleigh was imprisoned in the Tower for being involved in the main plot against King James I, who was not favourably disposed towards him. In 1616, he was released to lead a second expedition to South America in search of gold. But this was unsuccessful, and the men under his command ransacked a Spanish outpost. He returned to England, and to appease the Spanish, the king had him arrested and executed in 1618. Raleigh is well known for promoting the smoking of tobacco in England. As King James had written one of the earliest known attacks on the smoking habit, it is perhaps not surprising that they didn't get along. But Raleigh was known for his charm, and his poetry reflects this. Here is his poem, Farewell to the Court. Like truthless dreams, so are my joys expired, and past return are all my dandled days. My love misled, and fancy quite retired, of all which past the sorrow only stays. My lost delights, now clean from sight of land, have left me all alone in unknown ways. My mind to woe, my life in fortune's hand, of all which past the sorrow only stays. As in a country strange, without companion, I only wait the wrong of death's delays, whose sweet spring spent, whose summer well nigh done, of all which past only the sorrow stays. Whom care forewarns, ere age and winter cold, to haste me hence, to find my fortune's fold. Today I will remember all those suffering from any kind of addictions.